Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
If the disaster in the Gulf of the last month has been any lesson to us, it's that the federal government is going to use any disaster as a way to take more liberties and freedoms. They're getting rid of Posse Comitatus to turn America into an open martial law dictatorship. It's openly being called for as they've been making preparations to get rid of it for years, quietly setting up their forces. Now we're looking at a Category 5 hurricane, probably slowing to a 4, and then a 3 as it makes landfall, still absolute devastation. If it goes into the Houston Ship Channel and hits Galveston in the Houston Ship Channel, it could just make the disaster in the Gulf pale in significance when we're talking about the loss of oil refining capacity. The Texas coast refining around 30% of the nation's crude oil, around 20% just in the Houston area, Texas City, Houston area. Very, very serious. We're going to be covering it right now. Let's go back to your calls. Let's talk to Joey in Florida. Joey, go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how you doing? I'd just like to touch on something you spoke about earlier, an actual UN resolution. I don't know if the listeners are too familiar with it, but it'd be all right. Would it be okay if I could just read it over the air?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, it's actually it's Resolution 3172, Convention of Prohibiting Military and or other hostile use of environmental modification techniques. You go down to Article 1, it says, each state party to this convention undertakes not to engage in military and or any other hostile use of environmental modification techniques having widespread, long-lasting, or severe effects as a means of destruction, damage, injury to any other state party. And also, and I guess it kind of reiterates it through the whole thing, through Article 2, and the actual thing about William Cohen, his actual, I guess, verbatim, what he said, he talks, I guess there's something written about this term, and scientist laboratories are trying to devise certain types of pathogens that would be ethnic-specific so they could just eliminate certain ethnic groups and races, and others are designing some sort of engineering, some sort of insects that can destroy specific crops. Others are engaging even in an eco type of terrorism whereby they can alter the climate, set off earthquakes, volcanoes remotely through the use of electromagnetic waves. It's pretty self-explanatory. I mean, I don't know how anyone can deny that. And it just kind of...
Well, I want to know how they knew when this hurricane was in the Atlantic that it was going to hit Houston. That's unprecedented. That's suspicious.
Well, it, in my humble opinion, it seems to me like some kind of well-organized strategic attack. You know, at first you have 9/11, now you have, they're just like that show you were talking about, oil storm, and now this thing's coming right to more oil refineries. I mean, like you said, we could be looking at $6 a gallon oil prices.
And there are 300-mile stretches where there's not big refineries, but it never hits there. It just always hits exactly on the big refineries. And FEMA's there jamming communications and cutting police lines and not letting food or water in. So I'm worried about the aftermath. I mean, are the feds going to swoop in and start confiscating guns here?
I have no idea. I'm a fireman in Tampa, and I've had a couple of these meetings with FEMA in the past, and it's pretty much something similar to what was on your tapes. And actually get into the Christian thing, but it's when they come into town, they're the guys that are in charge. So
I'll tell you what, for those that don't know what's in Road to Tyranny, why don't you tell them?
Well, pretty much that the Christians are the evildoers, and they're the ones that I guess, killed.
Stay there. I'm going to let you finish up. I want to hear a little bit about what FEMA has to say to you, Joey, firefighter in Tampa, Florida. Stay with us, my friend. We'll let you finish up on the other side briefly, let you get out of here, and we'll get to Jeff and Steve and Alex and Mark and many others. Yeah, I didn't plug my videos last hour. I should have. A little three-minute segment of that almost three-hour film. FEMA saying all Christians are terrorists, the Founding Fathers are bad, and they're gonna get your guns. Mm-hmm. We'll be right back. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that has sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the document of truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardavite? Cardavite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardavite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardavite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardavite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardavite.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
That's right. We are occupied by the private corporate interests that are not free market, that use government to go after their competition, to extract wealth from the average American, and then pay it to themselves through the government conduits and pipelines as corporate welfare. And now the private corporations are giving themselves governmental powers through the government. Texas says no to putting a tiny transponder in all our cars to taxes as we go down regular roads. TxDOT says we don't care if there's no law. We're going to instruct the Department of Public Safety to just start setting up checkpoints in the next 2 years. They just ordered 2 million of these to start, enforcing you to take it. I've got Business Wire right here in front of me. Just there's no law. We got men with guns. I mean, it's just in your face. There's no law saying we can take your guns in New Orleans. But I guess the law does say you got this right unless prescribed by law. And I am the law. I am Judge Dredd, judge, jury, and executioner. And now we've got Hurricane Rita barreling towards the most populated area of Texas, Galveston and Houston, and the surrounding areas. It's at 170 miles per hour, and looks like it might even be building strength as it goes over the hottest areas of the central Gulf of Mexico. And we were talking to Joey in Florida, a firefighter in Tampa, and he was talking about dealing with FEMA when they come in for these little teach-ins for the firefighters and police, and he mentioned the footage we got in Kansas City of FEMA commando teaching the firemen and police that all Christians are terrorists, enemies of the government. All the founding fathers were terrorists and that were enemies. And he said FEMA didn't teach them exactly that, but something similar. Tell us, Joey, exactly what they how FEMA behaves.
Well, they actually this is, if my memory serves correct, they actually this is before the 9/11 attacks, but they go through this spiel. They did go through the George Washington thing that the actual founding fathers were terrorists, if you look at it. And then they actually just, as far as terrorist attacks, how they would come about, you know, there'd be, like when we come up on scene on a call, on something like that, we'd have to have police protection with us, and there'd be a series of three blasts. I mean, basically telling us how it would happen before it even happened. You know, there'd be one explosion, then another explosion behind it, and then possibly a third. You know, device that would go off.
And they specifically told you about what?
Just about how if we're in a situation like that. It was a hypothetical thing, but if you're in a situation.
You know, it's weird. I was sent like 16 hours of FEMA in Kansas City, and I've been sent similar stuff as well. I could make a whole film of this stuff. And it's weird. They'll go, we need to keep you safe, men. Founding fathers are evil. We need to get the Christians. That's how you stay safe. I mean, it doesn't even make sense. I mean, I watched 16 hours of this as firefighters shot with these police. And the FEMA, and this is in Kansas, you're in Tampa, I mean, Kansas City in Missouri, you're in Tampa, Florida. This guy is stomping around. I mean, were people shaking their heads when they said that the founding fathers are terrorists?
No, and that's the bad thing. That brings me to my next question. How come you don't have a radio show here in Tampa? Because when I try to tell, actually, you know, I got some friends on the job. When I try to tell them of what's going on, you're labeled right off the bat a conspiracy nut, conspiracy theory. And then even in the fire department, when you get in there, the fire department hierarchy, you find out, hey, wait, these guys are all in the Masons. They're in these secret societies. You get promoted. I mean, it's like you're surrounded by it. Even in the fire department, it's that way. So, I mean, you kind of got to watch and pick and choose who you say these things to. But
no, you could actually open your shirt up to the head Mason, have a pentagram, and go, Lucifer. You go, you're going to the top. No, I'm serious. And then you'd probably shoot right to the top and get to go into the black mass and everything. Just go, give me the job. I am your ruler. He'll probably kneel before you. Go, yes, Lord. Yes, well, Satan. Yes. I didn't know you were here as your Lord.
No, Jesus is my Lord and Savior. Not
no, I'm it's
no,
a joke.
I know it is. But let me ask you, though, Alex, how come y'all don't have a station here in Tampa to try to inform people?
Sir, it is a miracle. It is a blessing from God that we are on in Chicago, that we are on a station between L.A. and San Diego covering much of both those cities. It's a blessing that we're on in Austin, Texas. It's a blessing that we're on in Pensacola, Florida right now. It is a blessing that that we're on in places like Bentonville, Maryland. And one of our satellites went non-digital, so we're not even on there now. We're trying to figure out how to get back on. It is a blessing that, you know, I'm on just dozens and dozens of AM and FM stations. Most of them are owned by these big corporations who are owned by the people that are going to get more power out of all this. So they're going to put a fake conservative on to neutralize you, to make sure people don't learn that FEMA openly is training to take your guns and forcibly inject you and take your children. I mean, imagine if every cop in America knew that FEMA is training. I mean, I guess every cop in America will get the training. I get the reports from everywhere. I have video of it. That the founding fathers are all evil, that the Constitution is evil, that America is evil. I mean, I would think the cops and firemen hearing this would jump up and say, you know, arrest that man. That's treason. But, you know, they seem to think it's good. I mean, listen, when you were in that audience, as we got footage of an audience, they're nodding their heads. Yes, Christians are the enemy. I'm going to ask you, what were people doing while they were saying all this?
Well, I can't recall whether they touched on Christians or not.
They did make the George Washington is a terrorist.
Oh, yeah, they definitely. They said the George Washington thing. I remember they said you can consider them the early, you know, the founders were terrorists, and I thought that was a bunch of bunk. But I can't remember. It was a while ago. I haven't had a class.
Yeah, that was the training they were doing in what 2000.
Yeah,
footage I've got from 2000.
Yeah, they were getting us ready for the government.
Well, even their training manual that year had pictures of the World Trade Centers with crosshairs on the exact spots that were hit. It's all part of the fun.
You know, another thing I'd like to touch on real quick, if I could, these actual areas that are being hit by these man-made storms, they have something called United Nations Core Reserves or biospheres, and a lot of these places are marked where it actually says little to no human use. Where humans, you know, these earth lovers, it says that they won't be allowed to live in these spots, I guess.
Well, no, you're absolutely on target. And next time FEMA comes around teaching that stuff, go, oh, I want to videotape this because it's so special. Or have a bag and cut a hole in the bag and set it on your desk and videotape them. They got some really good, small, cheap cameras now and try to get us video. God bless you, Joey.
All right, thank you, Alex. Have a nice day, buddy.
You bet. You be careful. We just love firefighters. They're such great, patriotic Americans. Still public servants. One of the last groups of public servants left are firefighters, folks. Once police were as honored as firefighters, of course not anymore because they've gone over to the dark side, many of them. But for those who just joined us, this is not a joke. They train people that all homeschoolers are terrorists, that the founding fathers are terrorists, that all Christians and the Christian religion is terrorism, and that we need to be arrested and put in camps. Now, they're training the police all over the country. This is the case. And I know there's cops listening all over the country that sat there and heard it. And I don't know how. I mean, that's like a body snatcher movie. Can you imagine making a movie 20 years ago where a town's taken over by devil worshippers and the one good cop's been out of town for 3 years and he comes back to town and, you know, like one of those H.P. Lovecraft books, and he goes in and he sits down and they go, and they start going, and the Christians are terrorists, and the government is good, and the founders were bad, and those talking about the Constitution are evil terrorists. Don't trust them. We've got to get them. And then he acts like he's with them and freaks out on it and then tries to fight back and get help, and at the end they capture him and, you know, sacrifice him. I mean, you know, what's that famous movie, Race with the Devil, where the sheriff's a devil worshiper and it's all like that? I mean, this is just right out in the open, folks. And most Masons aren't bad. They're low level. They're not in the higher rungs. But, yeah, you get up to 32nd, 33rd degrees. I mean, it is kneeling before Lucifer, asking Lucifer to enter you. Well, look at the Tony Blair articles in big British newspapers where he gets in the pentagram and the circle, and his wife's a witch, and he wears this little bag around his neck, and he does Aztec rituals where he flops around screaming, becoming possessed. And they just go, well, it's okay if the prime minister has the spirits enter him. See, it's not like a movie like Race with the Devil where it's a freak out and a big deal. It's just kind of, yeah, we're going to get you, Christians. And Satan's good. You're just backwards. You don't understand it. Let's go ahead and talk to Jeff in Texas and Steve, Alex, and others. Go ahead, Jeff.
Yeah, hi, Alex. I'd like to briefly describe a principle I learned in Quantico that I think describes the tempo of the end game that's going on here. In training for sustained combat operations, they taught us this cycle called the OODA cycle or the OODA loop. It's OODA, which is orientation, observation, decision, action. And the principle was, if you're carrying out sustained operations against an enemy, in order for him to attack you, he has to orient himself toward you, he has to observe what you're doing, he has to make a decision about how he's going to attack you, and then he has to take action. And if you, against him, can make your cycle shorter, i.e. faster than his, in all chance and probability...
It throws him off course. It's just like how we defeated the Mexicans at San Jacinto. We attacked them when they weren't ready.
Right. Now, if this Katrina and Rita cycle here is that the government's behind it, you can fully expect there's a bigger thing coming more rapidly behind Rita. And I think with your...
Well, that's exactly what they're doing. They're pre-deploying tanks, armored vehicles, and attack helicopters at Bergstrom and other areas. Rick Perry was on TV saying something bigger is probably coming. The terrorists are probably about to strike. I mean, this is so, it's so obvious what they're doing. And I was saying that last night at dinner. We were all late night talking about what we think is going to happen. And I think, stay there, Jeff, you're making just an amazing point. I think the probability of a terror attack is now really getting into 11th hour. And it's all military strategy. It really is. This is not a joke, folks. This is not a drill. Yes, you're living in a Twilight Zone episode right now. And I think it's only going to get worse. Stay with us.
Hello, Ted Anderson here with Midas Resources. Lately, I've been hearing people tell me that gold is so low now that it would be a perfect time to buy. With over 20 years of personal experience in the gold business, I can tell you that opportunities like this can be counted on one hand. The truth is, very few people have the fortitude to actually act on a market like this. However, they have become the elite group, more than doubling their investment over moderate time span. In 1982, gold was trading in a range of $275 per ounce. By mid-1983, it was close to $500 an ounce. In 1986, gold collector coins had quadrupled. Don't procrastinate this opportunity away. All the bottom line fundamentals still support a strong future for gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for a free evaluation of your gold portfolio. You'll be glad you did. That's 1-800-686-2237. Again, 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon-222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
One of America's greatest patriots, Patrick Henry, said, "Give me liberty or give me death." It was Patrick Henry who forced the Bill of Rights to be added to the Constitution, your unalienable or unchangeable right to religious freedom, freedom of the press, freedom of speech, or the right to own a gun. There are certain movements underway to strip you of these unalienable, unchangeable rights today. To help you grasp the loss of these freedoms, we'll send you absolutely free a one-year subscription to Newswatch magazine. Just call 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. It's absolutely free. Operators are standing by to assist you. Just call right now.
You can live for weeks without food and days without water, but without oxygen, you would be dead in minutes. But there's more to oxygen than just breathing. Two-time Nobel Prize winner Otto Warburg stated, "Where cells get enough oxygen, cancer will not, cannot occur." Atmospheric oxygen levels commonly dip as low as 10% in indoor and urban environments. Is it then any wonder we have so much chronic disease in today's world? We all need the unmedical miracle, oxygen. This book will teach you simple, inexpensive ways to increase your body's oxygen level without negative side effects. This is especially important for smokers, those with respiratory disorders, athletes, and health-conscious persons. Order the Unmedical Miracle Oxygen Book for yourself today and pay just $14.95. We now ship free of charge to any U.S. or Canadian address. Get the Unmedical Miracle Oxygen Book with free shipping by calling 888-224-7416. That's 888-224-7416. To learn more and order securely online by clicking the Oxygen banner at GCNLive.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
So, if there's flooding and serious disasters in Texas, don't look for them to bring you food and water. Look for men in black masks to come looking for your guns. And then if you won't leave your area after it floods, I guess they'll just tell you no food or water allowed into you. I mean, that's what the feds did in New Orleans. I don't know if they can get away with that again, but we're talking to Jeff in Texas about military strategies, military science, military tactics, which the globalists are clearly following. And we know they're using these disasters. It's debatable whether they're generating them or steering them, though they admit they have that technology, to bring in a police state. But it is scary to have Rick Perry go, and this is exactly when the terrorists will hit us. What does having Apache attack helicopters at Bergstrom and tanks rolling around, how does that keep you safe? No, that's for oppressing populations. Jeff, please continue.
Yeah, well, just two observations here, Alex. One, given that they have to speed up this cycle, not only to keep us off guard, but also to keep covering up for the lies that they've told for the previous incidents. But
I agree. They leapfrog. That's why, to keep us off kilter with 9/11, we see that strategy with the White House launching the anthrax attacks. And, folks, for those who don't know, that's absolutely public. Even European papers say it's conclusive. Right. Bush on Cipro, on and on and on. U.S. patented weaponized congressional study and drill, how to send it, enemies of the globalist at being sent it. Then on the heels of that, we have the sniper attacks, clearly a government op, and that's all in Operation Northwoods, a previous plan. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, you know, any good military planner, a top general, is also an incredibly good logistical planner, a logician. So now's the time to look for pre-positioning of supplies and troops, strange port movements in places like Long Beach, Ensenada, Freeport, etc., etc.
Well, I'll tell you where the weird stuff's been going on is in Austin.
There was a two-seat Hornet that flew over 2 days ago, right over my house here downtown.
Oh, you're in Austin, too?
Yeah. And the other thing I wanted to say...
Tell people what a two-seat Hornet is.
Well, it's the F-18 Hornet. It's a two-engine fighter used by the Navy and the Marines. It's air and ground. And the two-seater is either a trainer or it's an all-weather variant. But it's totally deadly, you know, either way.
What are armored vehicles and tanks... what's that six-wheeled marine vehicle, the Warrior...
Yeah, they have one that's specifically designed for NBC operations, too.
Yeah, well, there's Warriors now in town, we know, and they've also got a bunch of Apaches, which are out there. I mean, what does that have to do with it?
Look at FEMA's top contingency exercises. You had New Orleans, you have an earthquake on the West Coast, and you have a major terrorist attack in New York. And as crazy as everything else is right now, I'd look at those scenarios as being the most likely.
Well, we also have to see what they've drilled for and had made-for-TV movies for. They've been drilling, really, for a bio attack or a suitcase nuke, and now they're on TV saying the terrorists are probably going to hit us. Now, they say that all the time to get us to be fearful and lick their boots, but I agree with you. Right now, with this double whammy, is the time that now CIA may strike.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, thanks, Alex.
Thanks for the call. I think we should all turn our guns in. That's the answer. And none of you should have storable foods. None of you should be self-sufficient. Just trust your government. Think a FEMA person near you. And we'll all be safe. Of course, I'm being sarcastic. Steve in Texas. Go ahead, Steve.
Yeah, this is for those listeners in Austin. Kudos, by the way, on your anti-Metro protest on Saturday. The city of Austin, these same clowns that put on that parade are now going to propose a city council resolution, I'm sure put in by Raul Alvarez, against the Minutemen and four illegal aliens.
Did you see where the ACLU lawyer called the Minutemen terrorists and said they're going to blow stuff up? That's total slander.
As a matter of fact, I was at their meeting at the UT Law School where he repeated that last night, Ray Ubarra. From the American Civil Liberties Union, he professed himself as a Chicano first before he even started the meeting. He says that the Minutemen, the kind of hatred and racism.
And I wish you'd have got some video of that, Steve. This is Steve Mason. Well, Steve, you concerned? When is this disgusting resolution coming up?
Tonight.
I need people to call the Minutemen out in Arizona because I keep trying to get what's the head of the Texas Minutemen from that chapter, Al.
Al Garza.
Yeah, I keep trying to get Al Garza on, who these horrible comments were made about by the ACLU guy, and I call him over and over again, and it's just they will not call me back. I cannot get them on, and it's very irritating.
You need to call Sandra Bean.
I already talked to Sandra Bean. That's another group of Texas Minutemen.
Oh, I see.
Yes, I've talked to many people to call out there to the Minutemen in Tombstone and say, get on the horn. Alex is here defending you, having rallies to defend you, and he can't even get a call back from you guys. You know?
Well, I think I'll...
You got it. Excuse me? Just stay there.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You know that for nuclear threats and their deadly radiation, the federal government has been openly announcing that it's no longer a matter of if, but when. What you need to know next is, what is happening? Is your family safe right where you are? Only a personal radiation detector that's always with you and on can give you that instant assurance. The Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert was specifically designed to meet this critical crisis need. Small, portable, and on 24 hours a day with its 10-year battery, the Nuke Alert is always with you to alert you to dangerous levels of radiation. The patented Nuke Alert has even passed the rigorous military EMP test and has been acquired by the U.S. military and numerous other government agencies. See the Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert at nukealert.com. That's NUKALERT.com. Or call 830-672-8734. See the Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert at nukealert.com. That's NUKALERT.com. Or call 830-672-8734.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Jack McClam scheduled for the next hour, police and military against the New World Order, to talk about all these big police state developments. We're talking to Steve Mason, a friend of mine here in Austin, Texas, expert on the La Reconquistas. And yeah, this ACLU lawyer, you know, calls the Minutemen all, you know, all these horrible names, as they're evil terrorists, they're going to blow people up. I mean, no history of violence, no nothing. I mean, I don't know how they get away with this. They must think they got really deep pockets, and this is what makes the ACLU so despicable. They'll be on the right side of things against the Patriot Act, but for all the wrong reasons. Or they'll be against library books, you know, and the FBI, but then they do so many other stupid things that it makes the ACLU look bad. And it's just unbelievable to see this out of the ACLU, this particular loose cannon, saying this about folks. And then I want to get the individual who's been saying this about the Minutemen on, and I call there, and it's just like, Alex, who you want to talk to the imperial super lords? I mean, you realize how powerful we are? I mean, literally, it's almost like that. And I'm not trying to sound mean or anything, but I want Chris Simcox on this show. I want Mr. Gomez on this show, and I want him on to respond to what Mr. Ubarra has been saying about him. And I want to support what they're coming to do here in Texas. Steve, go ahead and finish up what you were saying.
Indeed, we may have a hard time with it. Daily Texan covered it. You may get his remarks in the press about Minutemen wanting to blow stuff up. But the Brown Berets, people go to AmericanPatrol.com, have renewed their threat to molest the Minutemen down in the valley coming up this October.
So those that don't know, the Brown Berets are an openly communist, anti-American group that want to overthrow the U.S.
Yes.
And they openly promote the plan of San Diego. Last night on TV, tell them about the big UT Head of Chicano Studies. We played a clip of him saying we need to implement the plan of San Diego.
Yeah, that's Jose Angel Gutierrez. He was the father of that student group Mecha you were getting down on.
Imagine if a white professor said, we need to kill all Hispanic males. Can you imagine the outcry? A head professor.
Oh, he wouldn't last 5 minutes going out of his own office. But the Brown Berets have renewed their threat. I want to tell you something that Will Harrell, head of the local ACLU, said to me in an aside. This Ubarra guy talking about, while he was speaking, was talking about, you know, how violent the Minutemen are going to be and how they're going to provoke violence and they start blowing up stuff like Timothy McVeigh. I asked him a question about, why aren't you, are you aware of the fact that the Minutemen got attacked again in California where they were, got their table kicked over and everything like that? I mean, you mentioned the fact that the Minutemen had that rally and yet you didn't even mention the fact that your goons or the goons that you affiliate with attacked them again. And you don't seem to be condemning that. And he ducked that question.
You actually talked to the guy?
Yeah, I actually asked him a question from the audience.
By the way, for those that don't know, I've seen the video clips from Arizona, from New Mexico. I mean, they from California, the Brown Berets and people actually go into hotels while people are having their continental breakfasts and start turning stuff over, kicking people, coming at them with sticks. And then the news reports, ooh, evil Minutemen causing problems again.
Yeah, so then I asked Will Harrell to turn to the side, and I said, look, you're sending ACLU training observers to come down and observe the Minutemen and put them under the spotlight, and they've never committed violence, and yet why don't you talk to the people that are actually coming right out and attacking us that you were directly affiliated with? And you know what he said? He got angry, a bit angry. This is just in the small aside. He said that it was the Minutemen ought to consider the fact that it's the ACLU observers down there with their cameras that are keeping them alive.
Well, how gracious of him.
So, I mean, it's like he knows. He knows that the Minutemen are being subject to deadly attack.
Well, Steve, I appreciate your call and take care, my friend. Look, I mean, I don't know what I'm supposed to say about all this. I got video from all over the country where they beat people in the head with 2x4s, blood splattering, old women bleeding all over the ground, and the news will point a camera right at it and go, oh, look at the fight. And it'll show a bunch of young communists beating up old blacks, whites, and Hispanics. I got video of it while holding giant banners of white people's heads cut off and pictures of Aztecs cutting white hearts out, and they'll just charge across the street, start beating them with 2x4s. The police just stand there, do absolutely nothing. And this is the new freedom. I mean, I got it on video. And so because these groups are recruiting in Austin and trying to create this kind of hate that is only going to backfire on good Hispanic Americans, good Mexican Americans, I went out to expose these groups. And I'll let people know up front, you try to, I'll take a 2x4 on the head, and then you're going to taste it. And I make sure it's on camera. And I'm not one of these people that, I mean, every time I punch you, I'm going to devastate you. I'm going to break your jaw. I'm going to ram your nose off your face. I'm going to ram your eyes out with my fist. That's what's happened every time I've gotten in a fight. And you know, it's like when those four guys got around me that time, told me to shut up about the New World Order. And one of them just hauled off and broke my nose. And after he did that on the security camera, I could have my way with him. So you go ahead and pop me upside the head with a 2x4, because I've been hit upside the head with post-hole diggers, a lead pipe, 2x4s, and my lights have never gone out, folks. I got a skull made out of iron. And after you get your pop in on me when I go down to the border, you're going to be in deep trouble. Deep trouble. So just be aware of that. I'm shooting my mouth off. It just makes me, I just think about those women being beaten in the head with 2x4s and the police just standing there. And I remember one time a guy had a brick. I used to get a lot of fights growing up in Dallas. It's pretty rough. And he smashed his brick so hard in the back of my head, the brick broke. It actually cracked, and the guy was just looking at me, and it didn't even, I don't know what's wrong with my head or what's going on with it. I've had, anyways, I need to shut up. Sounds insane. Just shooting my mouth off in a macho fashion. But again, I have that attitude, so nobody hit me. One of the Metcha people did come over, one of the Aslan crowd, for just no reason. Mike Hansen standing behind state police, videotaping, saying nothing. Mike just keeps his mouth shut. We heard it on TV last night. It's going up on the website today. And the guy just comes over, one of the Brown Beret types, and just first shoves the camera and then comes over with his cane and hits Mike with it. And the police did nothing. And I don't know. I mean, even if it was on camera, I should let them beat me in the head with a 2x4. I bet if you let them hit you in the head with a tire iron and then did something, you'd get in trouble. See, because you got the government on your side. Stop acting like you're revolutionaries. You've got the government on your side. But no, if somebody ever hits me, I will defend myself. I've seen plenty of video of people letting them smack you. And I'm not going to put up with that, man. I'll explode on somebody. You punch me, you're going to pay. Guaranteed. It just makes me sick. I mean, it really does make me sick that this is happening in this country. And let's go ahead and for a few minutes here, then we'll go to Alex and Mark and Kenny and Will. But Debbie Morrow, New Millennium Concepts up in Dallas. Debbie, if millions of people are evacuating the Gulf Coast, where are they all going to stay, Debbie?
They're staying at my house. Sorry.
Oh, really? You got family?
My family's on their way here, and my distant family. And I have 2 Berkeys set up, and I have 7 barrels of water in my backyard, and lots of trash bags for going potty in. And lots of canned goods, because I don't know if we'll have to leave Dallas eventually. You know, my power goes out every time the wind blows more than, you know, a poof.
Well, I don't think Dallas is going to have any problem.
I don't either. I'm just concerned about the rain and stuff, the after stuff, because my house really, well, you guys know last Monday, 2 Mondays ago, the phones were out here. Well, for those of you who don't know, I office out of my house. And then the rest of our company is based out of state. But, you know, when the weather's bad and different things, it just kind of, you know, my electricity, my telephone goes out. And we do have a contingency plan for the other offices to be able to pick up the phone lines and be
well, what's
able to
really
do what
facing,
they do.
What's really facing devastation is Houston and Galveston.
Right.
Tell folks about the, are you still offering the special?
Well, what we're offering, yes, is we're offering second day air, but not into Houston because it's stupid to try and do that. Unless you're north of Houston, like Conroe or Livingston or something like that, because my daughter left Houston. She left Spring at 2:30 in the morning, and she is not to Centerville yet, which I believe is right at about 120 miles. So if we tried to second-day air stuff into there, it's not going to get to the people if
okay, for those
there.
That don't know, I-45 and all the other major roads are literally bumper-to-bumper.
Yeah.
2-mile-an-hour traffic. Your daughter tried to leave Spring, a suburb of Houston.
A northern suburb.
A northern suburb. So this is all an example of what happens when disasters happen, folks. You can't get out.
Right. And they finally got off the road. She tried to get gas, went to 3 different gas stations, finally got on a country road and got gas.
Yeah, that's what I advised in the first hour. Never take the main roads, folks.
Yeah, yeah.
Because we're very sheep-like nowadays. Everybody takes the main road.
Right, and they got off the main road, and now they're doing much better. She called me about a half hour ago wanting me to pull out a map and tell her where she was. And
okay, so your daughter left at 2:30 in the morning, and how many hours did she spend on I-45?
They got off, well, they were on I-45 until about 10 o'clock this morning, and they had just got to Huntsville.
Okay, so in 7.5 hours.
Just to go from Spring to Huntsville, which there's only, that's like 30 minutes. That's 30 miles. You know, you go through Conroe, you go Spring,
no,
Woodlands, Conroe,
no,
Huntsville.
No, we've got a ranch right by Huntsville.
I'll have to come.
Well, I never get to go myself.
But the people need to get the filters not only to help, you know, people are evacuating, so now if they have their Berkeys, they're taking them with them. But your family's coming to your house now, or evacuees will be coming to people's houses. You'll be helping people, and you still need to have your Berkeys, and you need to have them set up. And not only that, we're going to get hit with the bad weather. Now, if y'all remember Hurricane Alicia, we had the spawn tornadoes afterwards. You know, all kinds of things happen with hurricanes. So,
well, there's no doubt,
you know,
with it. There's no doubt, Debbie, with it 130 degrees. Excuse me. There's no doubt that with it 103 degrees and the hurricane at 170 miles an hour, probably hitting at 100 miles an hour, it's going to spawn tornadoes all over the state. It always does on small hurricane hits. But regardless, my reason to have the water filter is for emergencies, but mainly just because of the poison that's in the normal tap water. So folks need to give New Millennium Concept a call, whether you live in Canada or whether you live in New York City or whether you live in Ohio. It's time to stop procrastinating, because emergencies can and do happen. Give Debbie a call at 1-888-803-4438. And folks, when you tell them Alex Jones sent you, you get the biggest discount. There's a lot of other resellers. This is the national maker of the Big Berkey, okay, and then the national distributor of the British Berkey. So when you buy it from other people and other networks and other folks, when you don't hear this phone number, that means that you're getting their markup, despite whatever propaganda they spew. You get the best deals by telling them Alex Jones sent you and going to New Millennium. Here's the number, 1-888-803-4438. And then some of that support goes for our shortwave and what we do here. It's always needed. So it's Made in America, an American company, and it supports this broadcast. 888-803-4438. Or a really good way to do it is berkeywater.com, berkeywater.com. And in the comments section, tell them what free gift you want, one of the water filter sports bottles or a sheltering in place DVD. Tell them, and then it's an Alex Jones special to get that free gift. And are you doing 2-day shipping anywhere in the country?
We are doing two days shipping, you know, to surrounding areas, of course. If people will need it in 2 days, we're doing it.
Okay, so to understand, folks, to understand that it's like $50 on average to ship 2-day instead of, you know, $18 ground UPS. So that's $40 discount, basically, or $30 discount on top of the already discounts you're going to get. Debbie, thank
right.
you so
much. Alex, can I say one more thing?
Sure.
Just really quick. If we could please get the people to leave good day and night numbers and how late we can call, because we are calling after hours because the lines are totally jammed up. And so what time zone are they in? Leave day and night numbers and how late we can call.
We'll do that, Debbie. Thanks.
Okay, thanks.
And the best way is to go to berkeywater.com. We have a link on infowars.com right now to berkeywater.com and take advantage of that. And again, an Indian knockoff is $300. You get a big stainless steel, black elements, best there is. I just bought another one of these 2 days ago for a friend for $225. And then they got the bigger ones that do 3 gallons for $260. Those things are $350 at a store. And there's other people, other networks out there selling them who buy them from New Millennium and then mark them up 30-50%. And that doesn't happen here. All right, side issue. Just Debbie wanted to come on, and I'm glad she did. We got Jack McClam coming up. I want to cycle through your calls before we get Jack McClam on. Let's go to Alex in Mass. Alex, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
That's cool. Yes, I was wondering, like, I felt like an idiot when I gave money to the Red Cross after 9/11. You had someone who had a fund that was going directly to victims, and I was hoping that you'd be able to have some sort of display of that so that people actually could give money to alternatives, because I see people like Jon Stewart doing advertisements for the Red Cross, and it just makes me feel terrible. You know what I mean?
No, I fully understand. Here's the problem, Alex. I have a small operation.
I don't know. I thought you had, like, a lot of listeners, and I thought, you guys have a lot of hits on your website, right?
But, sir, I have to then check out. Just because a listener recommends a charity doesn't mean that I can then trust that charity.
I know, but are there any, like, certified, like, real, legit, genuine people that you would trust that we could, you know, are there any organizations, really, at all? Have any idea?
Well, what I did was, I linked to the Austin Food Bank because I know the people there, and I gave them, I don't know what, $1,000. We gave them just several shopping carts full of food. Within the Wednesday, within a couple days of Hurricane Katrina, we had done that because we know they took trucks directly to Louisiana. And, of course, FEMA stole the food and wouldn't let it get to the people.
Right.
Now the food is piled to literally warehouse rafters, and really no more food or clothes are needed for Katrina. The problem is, yes, food and water will be needed probably for Rita. The problem is FEMA won't let it get into the people.
Right.
They're probably going to try to make things as bad as they can.
Is there any way around that?
No, FEMA are terrorists, and then they will try to...
So there's nobody fighting a real good fight at all whatsoever?
Well, there are a lot of people fighting. I just mentioned a real... I give money every year to Meals on Wheels. I mean, that's a real charity. Salvation Army's not perfect. They're pretty good, though.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
We're going to go to Mark and Kenny and Skip. Jack McClam is coming up to talk about FEMA and how they're probably going to try to make this the biggest disaster they can to even take over more of our society. Out of calamity, they get control. We'll also talk about the new revelations of SAS carrying out terror attacks in Iraq, dressed up as Arabs, caught red-handed. There is no debating it now. I mean, there was no debating it a month ago, but I mean, this is just evidence on top of evidence on top of red-handed evidence caught in the act. I mean, it doesn't get any more conclusive. And I also got just, there's a big stack of news here I haven't covered yet. We will cover it. Just very briefly, because I didn't plug it in the last hour. I have made 12 films. And you heard a firefighter call in about how he's in Tampa, and he got the same training that's in Road to Tyranny. FEMA comes in and says all Christians are terrorists, the Founding Fathers are terrorists, gun owners are terrorists. I mean, 3 minutes of Road to Tyranny, just 3 minutes of the almost three-hour film, is FEMA teaching that in Kansas City. I mean, this is the kind of stuff that's in these films. I mean, people need to know that FEMA is just completely criminal. We prove the globalists carried out 9/11. We expose their master plan and martial law. My new miniseries film, three films, one miniseries, one DVD or VHS. Please get the new film, Martial Law. Your support is needed. There's so much more we need to do, but we can't do it if we don't have support. 1-888-253-3139 is the number to get the videos. We're in an emergency. We need you to get the videos, make copies to expose who's behind the terror, because they're going to carry out more, and when they do, the people need to know who's behind it, and that can short-circuit and defeat the enemy. 1-888-253-3139, or order the new film, Martial Law, or any of the books or videos off our secure shopping cart at Infowars.com. Or go to PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day, monthly and yearly subscriptions, all my films, weekly TV reports, PrisonPlanet.tv. And by the way, I'll be on Coast to Coast AM tonight at like 3 a.m. Central, 1 a.m. Pacific with a report on China killing political dissidents and selling their organs and American men and women buying it as facial cream. Let's go. You know, we expose stuff like that. It's real, mainstream news, but our government doesn't care. Let's go to Mark in wherever he's calling from. Go ahead, Mark.
Mark from Nevada. Hello, Alex.
Hello, sir.
Yeah, speaking of charities, how about that just Bush, Clinton, Katrina fund? I'm sure they'll take real good care of your money.
You might as well literally write a $1,000 check to Satan.
Yeah, I mean,
we got two drug-dealing criminals who are in league together saying, send us money.
Yeah, I saw that one. I was thinking, you know, that's not going to end up in, like, some neocon campaign or something. Yeah, I mean, good Lord. But anyway, I noticed the governor there of Texas just earlier this morning was saying how wonderful that would be that, they're getting all these federal troops ready to, come in posterior to...
Apache helicopters can't even carry a bottle of water to somebody, but they're here. They're going to keep us safe.
Yeah, all these federal troops, they're going to be your saviors. And as a former Marine, Alex, all I have to say is the last thing I want to see is a bunch of federal troops everywhere.
Well, we need federal troops if Houston gets in trouble to hold the food and water back. Then we'll get some riots, and then FEMA can really take over.
Yeah, that's true.
Got to get us used to troops shooting citizens.
The Hegelian dialectic, yes, exactly. But one thing...
Well, did you see Rick Perry, our little... I'm not going to say it. Our out-of-control governor on TV going, the terrorists are probably going to attack us. I mean, that fear-mongering piece of trash.
I missed that one, but yeah, you talk about fear-mongering. Now, one thing you were talking about, all these movie scripts that they put into movies like ahead of time. So I think another big reason, it's not even so much to flaunt it, but it's a good discrediting mechanism because, you see something like that on television, and like say you watch the Lone Gunman episode and then you start talking about it, you're like, oh, you just got that from a movie,
So yeah, I mean, not only did the Lone Gunman, I appreciate your call, good points, Mark. We'll talk to Kennedy and Skip coming up. Then we'll get Officer Jack McClam on the transmission with us, and we are going to cover a lot of vital info. Stay with us.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645. Berkey.